think a lot of protesters are suffering from the petulance of youth. You know, and as a 28-year-old man, I know what I'm talking about. You want everything. You want everything
you're
to happen.
In the woods.
You know. You want everything to happen here and now. And I want that accomplished and that accomplished and whatever. And it's like, dude, you're talking about changing the world. You can't change the world, okay? You can change yourself and you can have an effect on the world, but you can't control it and change it like the New World Order can. They can bribe politicians or threaten to kill them if they don't pass certain legislation, and then boom, create a change in the way the United States runs, just like that. But the rest of us, on the other hand, it takes an enormous effort over a very long period of time before we can even really see any results of any kind that we want to see. And so,
and
if we keep saying, oh, I'm going to accomplish this, I'm going to accomplish that, and we expect it to happen just by fracking osmosis, you're going to get depressed because you're not accomplishing as much as you thought you were going to. And then you're going to not only bow out of the movement, you're going to join the other side. Because you'll start to think like a lot of these people do. See, people won't listen. See, you can't accomplish it. So what the hell is the point? Let's just call people sheeple and refer to them as slave scum and advocate that 90% of them should be exterminated and so on and so forth. These are just depressed people who were getting too far ahead of themselves. And when you know what happens when you get too far ahead of yourself? You become too freaking full of yourself. And people are too full of themselves. To hell with them.
That very, very well put. So, hey, Vinny, I have a friend here who is very interested in the ET paranormal UFO remote viewing kind of stuff. And wonder, what is your take on that? You're mentioning that, you know, that's the fringe stuff that we're not really supposed to talk about, or all the anal retentive people will get mad at us. But see, my take is that there's something going on with the UFOs. There's a cover up.
There can't be something going on. All right, everything that I see. Well, basically, here's how you tell whether or not there's something to a discussion. Are the people who come out with that discussion being called names? Yeah, they're being called UFO nuts. Then there must be something to it.
Yeah, that pretty well does solve it, doesn't it? There's something to it, but still, I can't figure out what in the world it is. You know, there's some people who say evil aliens are kidnapping humans and doing genetic modification on them so they can take over the world with hybrids. That's the paranoid vision. Then there's other people who say, no, the ETs are benevolent space brothers who are here to help us. You know, that's the exact opposite. And maybe the truth is somewhere in between.
Well, the truth in most cases is gray. Very rarely is it black and white, unless you're talking about Freemasonry. And incidentally, with the tiled floors.
The truth is the grays.
Yeah. Oh, hey, now that'd be a great t-shirt, don't you think? The truth in most thing is grays.
There you go. Let's blame the grays for everything.
Yeah. And so there's elements of truth to a lot of things. And again, you know, as we were talking about, say, JFK, you know, you can't take somebody into court and prove 100% whether or not they were the person, because all the witnesses have been killed and so on and so forth. I've seen a number of videos with UFOs on them that look pretty fracking convincing. And those videos are not manufactured. They've been verified. They are genuine. What does UFO mean? Unidentified flying object. Does it say unidentified flying object with aliens inside it? Are there human pilots? How many classified aircraft has the United States and maybe even other governments around the world been working on and test flying? And then when people look up and see that thing, they go, oh my God, it's a UFO. It must be aliens. See, there's an element of that to it as well. And let's say, who was his name? Lloyd Pye, the Star Child Skull. You ever heard of this, Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I met him. I stayed in a rooming house with him in London for a few days.
Yeah, cool guy. And he used to be an agent for the U.S. government, and now he's cruising around with the Star Child Skull and the weird fibers in it and the strange genetic material of it. It is not human. Okay, it's half human, half something else. And they've got the DNA test results to prove this now. So there is absolute proof that there is unidentified flying objects. There is absolute proof that there is non-human DNA on planet Earth, non-terrestrial DNA that we can't approve its location for. So it's not too many stretches of the imagination to imagine via logic that there are other species out there. More to the point, there's so many goodness how many billions of habitable planets in the universe, and goodness knows how long the universe has been along for. Maybe there's other races out there who've been technologically advanced for a million plus years longer than ours, who are capable of faster than light travel or time travel or instantaneous teleportation things like that. It's the big unknown unknowns, which all it does really is open up the realm of possibility. Where I get really frustrated is when people are absolutely 100% sure of things that are simply possibilities that they cannot prove in court. That's when people start to get a little bit paranoid. That's when people start to go a little bit crazy. Now, I'm not saying that people who believe that absolutely in UFOs and aliens are real. That's fine. But I'll just tell you the perspective of my bandmate, Mikhail. He learned about...
You know, you have some stuff. We only have about a minute left, so give us the short version.
Okay, it was a short version anyway. He was sitting in the car. He'd only just learned about reptilians, and he's freaking out about it, and he's like, oh my God, Vinny, there's reptilians and stuff. And I say, well, let's say there are reptilians. Have you ever seen one? No. One ever tried to kill you? No. Then what the frack are you afraid of? you're sitting there, you're being afraid of something you've never seen and has never done anything to you. That's what your thoughts can do to you. So be careful, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Vinny Eastwood from thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood as in, go ahead, make my news.
All right. Well, thank you for making news for us here on the Kevin Barrett Show. Vinny and I are colleagues over at American Freedom Radio. Shout out for AFR. And here we are at No Lies Radio, signing off until next time. Thank you so much, Vinny. It's been great.
Pleasure as always, Kev.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
In a world chock full of conspiracy and comedy, don't get paranoid or you'll go fucking... Ah!
You violated the FCC regulations too.
I have to go back and bleep that out. All right. See you, Vinny. Bye-bye.